Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I am Alice, and today we have some pretty heavy news to unpack.
Good morning, Alice. Yeah, it is a pretty sobering start to the week. The council tax arrears are up to a record £6.6 billion, and that's up 85% since before the pandemic.
That's right, and with 1.8 million households now in debt to their local council, the Centre for Social Justice report is adding some serious context.
I see, and what are they saying?
Well, 97% of those in arrears have at least one personal vulnerability, like health issues or job loss. That's three times the general population.
Wow, that is so cool in a very sad way. So the majority of people struggling to pay aren't dodging it, they're just unable to.
Exactly, and the report argues the system is outdated and punitive. Missing just one payment can lead to the whole year's bill being due, and that triggers bailiff action.
Right, so what's the solution?
The CSJ wants more support for those struggling. They argue the current rules don't distinguish between those who won't and those who can't.
I see. And what about the government's stance on this?
Well, the government claims it won't increase taxes on working people, but here we are. Council tax is set to rise at its fastest pace in two decades.
So the Institute of Fiscal Studies is reporting on this too, right?
Yes, they found that local government spending is set to rise by 2.6% a year for the next 3 years, but most of that will come from higher council tax.
So the message from the Chancellor is clear. Then council should use the maximum allowed 5% annual increase.
Exactly, and with the squeezed rich now leaving the country to avoid taxes, it's the lower and middle income earners who are being asked to take the burden.
That's a tough spot. The government has now pledged £30 billion more on defence, but it seems reluctant to make tough choices on welfare.
Right, the winter fuel U-turn and the rebellion over Liz Kendall's welfare reforms show a pattern. Politicians are only prepared to take public spending in one direction.
And that's up. If spending only goes up, so must taxes.
Paul Johnson of the IFS said as much. The council tax data is a stark reminder that the burden is on the poorer and average shoulders.
And while Britain's overall tax burden is at a post-war high, individual tax levels are still lower than in many countries with similar public spending.
So that gap will have to close if the state continues to grow, but no political party seems willing to make a serious case for a leaner state.
Not even the Tories, who won't support even modest welfare cuts because they'd rather see Starmer lose a vote.
Exactly, and the result is a system where even record high taxation can't keep up with rising demands.
So voters will soon realise it's not just the welfare state that's unsustainable, but their own household budgets too.
That's right, it's a tough spot for everyone, and with no political party stepping up for reform, it seems the burden will keep growing.
Well, that's quite a big claim, right?
It sure is, and it's a real wake-up call for the direction we're heading in.
Thanks for joining us, Alice. That was an insightful start to our morning business news.